Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Third-level students have welcomed a decision by NUI Galway to issue refunds for students who no longer want to pay for on-campus accommodation due to the majority of their studies being moved online. The university, like other colleges, is limiting on-campus lecture time significantly as the new academic year commences against the backdrop of a second wave of COVID-19. Our reporter John Cook is, for the second time this week, back in college again. Life telling you something about your educational qualifications, John. I shouldn't tease. You probably did better than me. Anyway, you're joining us from Galway. Are there many students cancelling their accommodation?
Too early to say what those numbers will be, Philip, but I spoke to many today who, yes, will be cancelling their on-campus rooms after NUI Galway has confirmed to them in an email that they will be entitled to a refund now if they decide to proceed if they decide not to proceed with their booking. I met others who'd already made that decision to commute from home, and some were relieved to know that there'll be no cost to them or that they don't have to find someone else to take up their room to get their money back. They were on campus in Galway today for limited orientation talks and to pick up some college freebies, which includes this year 3 free face coverings or masks being given out to students by NUI Galway through the Students' Union, whose president Pádraig Toomey welcomed what he called the turnaround from the college on accommodation refunds.
Yeah, so we had a few students who got very worried about getting money back because they had been told to get accommodation back a couple of months ago, and then they'd also been told that they were going to have about 30% or more on-campus hours. And then we've had students who have no time on campus at all, and they were going to be locked into their leases if they didn't have some kind of way of getting out. So thankfully we are pleased to find out that the university did reverse its decision and is now allowing them students to get out of their lease when that happens.
I think the last time I was here there was a protest over the rising cost of student on-campus accommodation, and now some students are giving it up, won't be staying here at all. Will there be many in that situation?
Yeah, so this is actually the first year in a long time that I've heard that all student accommodations, bar one that I know of, has rooms. I think this is unheard of, and we have a lot more students who are going to be commuting. I am a little bit worried the fact that the rest of students aren't back till next week, so there might be a more of a rush to get rooms then. And also there's the big worry that all commuting, all the capacity on, let's say, buses and trains is at half capacity. So when people realise that, is there going to be another rush to get accommodation then too? So there's a lot of unknowns, but right now there is rooms available, which is something I never felt like I'd be expecting this year.
I'm Ellie, I'm from Sligo, and I'm studying Arts, English, Irish and French.
And you're going to commute? You had hoped to live here in college.
Yeah, I was thinking I had Carrick Village booked, and then I didn't go ahead with it because I thought that I wouldn't be on campus and we'd be all online, so I didn't get my accommodation.
And they're giving refunds to people who want to change their mind on that now. Why did you make that decision?
There was a lot of talk that if there was any on-campus learning, it would only be one day a week and then the rest online, and it was just very uncertain, and I didn't want to pay out a load of money, you know, if I wasn't sure that I would.
What would it cost for a college apartment for the year, for a room?
About like 3.5 grand is kind of ballpark, and then, you know, it goes up from there depending if you want your own room.
Katie, I'm from Bundoran, Donegal, and I'm studying Bachelor of Arts Children's Studies.
Are you moving to Galway?
No.
You're going to commute from Donegal to Galway?
No, I'm going to move up the night before and stay in a hostel and then go home.
And how many days will you be in college, or weeks, do you know?
I'm only on campus one day a week for 3 hours.
Had you thought about taking a college apartment out here?
I was going to, but not anymore because it's too expensive.
And what about yourself?
Holly Eve, and I'm from Hollywood in Wicklow. I'm doing the same course, so I'm only on 3 hours on one day. So I'm going to do the same, either come up the night before and stay in a hostel or get the train up. That's how I get here.
Have you heard of any hostels or hotels doing offers for students like that?
I think there's one in Air Square, so I'll look into that anyways and see what it's like.
I'm from Cork and I'm doing film and digital media, so I'll only be in on campus 2 days every week. So I've decided to stay in a B&B for one night and just go to the classes on 2 days.
So you'll travel up from Cork, you'll have one night in a B&B a week. How much will that cost?
I suppose the bones of €80.
Ooh, that'll go and add up, isn't it? That new students in NUIG. What's the college got to say, John, about its change of mind on accommodation refunds?
Well, NUI Galway says its students will have an average of 30% of learning on campus, but this depends on your course, Philip, and some are lower than that, while some are higher. Medicine students, for instance, would have 50% of their lectures and labs on campus, the other half online. In an email sent to all students, actually just in the last hour, they confirmed that any student registered to stay in university-owned accommodation is now entitled to a refund if they decide not to proceed with their booking due to having less time on campus than originally planned. And ahead of one of many orientation talks for students this afternoon, I spoke to political science lecturer Michelle Miller, who's now the Dean of Students at NUI Galway.
This is an evolving situation for all of us. I mean, what I would say, anybody who has concerns in relation to that, to get in touch with the accommodation provider or our accommodation welfare office in student services, or any individual issues that students have. I mean, that's the talk that I'm going to be giving now to our students, is where to go if they need supports, how to make the best of their time here on campus, the prescribed public health guidelines that we must follow.
Yeah, well, they're being told to really limit their social interactions, cut them in half, at a time when some are moving away from home and meeting lots of new people, wanting to get out, have parties, dare I say it. What are you saying about that?
So a big part of what we've been doing is looking around behavioural change and working with the students and how they can gather safely. Our clubs and societies, when we went into lockdown in March, sprung online with lots of, you know, even international rowing activities, quiz nights, all of that. So it's about being creative. It's about taking this as it comes and seeing how best, but listening to our students as well.
Will there be any rules or controls? There probably are anyway, about house parties in on campus accommodation, things like that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the IUA guidelines that came down were very, very clear in terms of no visitors to residents, that you wear a mask in the communal areas unless you're eating your food. And I know the larger private student accommodation residents here have followed those criteria as well. So yes, absolutely.
Okay. Right, so gatherings, visitors, parties are out.
Absolutely.
Hardly a surprise that parties are verboten there, according to Michelle Miller, the Dean of Students. But what else are they saying to students that they can't do?
Well, this is a wide-ranging email sent out this evening, Philip. And NUI Galway calls on students to socialise safely and call out reckless behaviour. It warns that given the seriousness of the pandemic, breaches of public health guidelines will be treated under the Student Code of Conduct, which has penalties up to and including expulsion. They also reference how student parties have broken guidelines, spread COVID-19 and closed universities in other countries. And it's interesting, this email was issued as, well, here in Ireland, we're considering further lockdown in Donegal and other counties. In the UK, the Health Secretary Matt Hancock said he couldn't rule out the prospect of asking students to stay on campus over Christmas following coronavirus clusters in colleges like the University of Glasgow. And it's just a few weeks ago since NUI Galway's registrar, Professor Paul O'Doherty, told Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1 that he would ask students living on campus to consider not going home at weekends to curb the spread of the virus between counties. So this was an issue I raised with students from all parts of the country that I met already moving around today. Starting with two students I met at NUI Galway. They were from Carlow and Mayo, but actually they go to college in Dublin and Waterford, and they told me they just came to Galway for the crack and a night out.
Just up for the night and nothing too wild, sure.
To limit your social contacts,
exactly,
you know that.
Table service and all that, so nothing too wild.
Thomas, you're going to college in Dublin into third year. Will you move back to Dublin?
I am. I'm going to go back up because I'm on campus and have a few hours in the week anyway, so just save myself tracking up and down to Dublin.
How much does that cost?
It's actually good enough for Dublin. It's 5,800.
And is there any restrictions on you going back to Dublin now because of extra lockdown there?
Well, yeah, like I usually come home every weekend when normal times, but we've kind of said if I go up now, it's probably not realistic to come home every weekend, so we'll have to limit it a bit.
See how the COVID numbers go. Yeah. Michael, you're going into second year in Waterford, am I right in saying you're going all online? Because that's what people have heard from Waterford Institute of Technology.
My course is all theory, like there's no practical, so to be honest, I don't really know how it's going to work. It'll all be Zoom call, obviously.
And where will you live, Carlow or Waterford?
I live in Carlow now. I had accommodation booked until COVID happened. So I just moved back home because there's no point me staying up there and kind of, you know, paying for accommodation if I'm not going to be going to college.
What about the social scene? There won't be one?
No, there won't be one, no. Ash,
your parents.
Yeah, it'll be me and my parents, yeah.
Thomas, you wouldn't fancy staying at home with the parents?
Ah, sure, it wasn't bad when you had to do it, but I'm glad to get back as well, like, you know.
Now, will you go home at weekends? Because we're being asked to limit our movements and our social interaction.
Yeah, I have to decide. I'm going to go home this weekend, but it'll all depend on kind of cases and how they increase.
Today, government advisors in Britain today are telling students to stay on campus even over Christmas this year. What do you think of that?
I don't like that. I won't be doing that. No, I...
You'd have to go home to the mammy, is it?
Yeah, probably.
What
yeah.
about yourselves, guys? What do you think about that?
I would hate that. I just get lonely.
Public health rules would be going too far for you then on that, so is it?
Nobody stays in college at Christmas anyways. Like, it's not... Mm-hmm. It would be the, like, loneliest place ever because you wouldn't even have, like, Christmas dinner or anything like that, and then...
Have you not learned to cook yet?
No, I'm hoping college will teach me how to do that.
Best of luck, guys, and have a great time at college. Thanks very much for talking to us.
You're welcome. Bye.
That would be the loneliest Christmas ever, wouldn't it? Students talking to John Cook there in NUIG. And